Don't you just love a summer's day in Australia? Well, it all depends on how warm it is. It was actually one of those more mild days as I was by the beach with somebody I had known for not that long. I won't quite say his name because he's quite important in his private life and we don't want to embarrass him, but he was just delicious in so many ways, and that alluded to his career. But anyhow, I'd ended up at this house by the beach for just a couple of days, and there was something about him that made me sigh heavily and made my panties wet. And anyhow, he had cooked me this delicious meal. We were sitting there just dining together. I remember the clang of the silver spoons and the swoosh of wine in glasses as this delicious food was picked up and absorbed, as well as the conversation. He kept looking up at me, and I get the feeling he liked me quite a lot. And as for me, I was feeling slightly cautious. I'd had a history of bad relationships and I didn't really want to get into another one, and looks can genuinely be deceiving, but everything seemed to be going well so far. Then I noticed he was looking a little bit longer than I had thought he should, and it prompted me to put my wine glass down and look across at him. "Has something got your attention there?" "Yes. The collar around your neck. Is it made from leather?" "It is. It's a soft black leather. It's a slave collar." "Really? Well, I had a relationship with a dom a few years ago, and I must have been important enough to him for him to bestow me with this collar. I always thought the standard practice was if you were still wearing the collar, that you still belonged to the dom." "No, not in my case. We ended things on a really good note, and he said I could just, you know, wear it. I hope you don't mind. I'm not intruding, am I?" "Not at all. I just... Have I told you that I'm a dom?" "No." "How about you finish up your meal, pet, and... You did know we would be up to no good here. I actually did bring some stuff with me that I hope you will enjoy. I figure we can have a bit of fun after dinner, or maybe a couple of hours after dinner. We've got to wait till this delicious meal digests first. But don't drink too much of that wine. I want you to be of clear mind and spirit." "I'm just thinking, what can I do with you? How can I tour you somehow? I actually do have an idea. But like I said, a couple of hours. What do you say?" "Well, can I call you sir?" "Of course. Well, sir, yes, I do want to play, but shouldn't we discuss boundaries first? Look, I'm not going to do anything painful. I'm not going to spank your bottom until it's bruised. I'm not going to do heavy bondage. I'm not going to do any of that kind of thing. But if it makes you feel better, we can employ a safe word, and the safe word in this case would be triple sticks. Triple sticks. There's a story behind that name, but that's a story I can tell you another time. At the moment, I'm too distracted. I'm distracted by how beautiful you are. I can't believe my luck sometimes. But yes, triple sticks. And if I do have your mouth covered, you might want to grunt forcefully 3 times. And I will stop. Although I'm sure what I have planned, you're not going to want to stop. I take it you employed a similar system with your last dom. Of course I did. I don't know if I've told you, but many years ago, I had a partner who was violent towards me, and I have been scared about going down that garden path again. This is all exciting, but it's scary for me at the same time. So with my last dom, he understood that, and he had the things in place, and I only ever had to use the safe word once. I hope you understand. Of course I do. I'm sorry to hear that. I'll look after you. Okay. As he said those words, he reached out across the table and held my hand. There was something genuine about this guy. He wasn't some cowboy in this, you know, the style of Fifty Shades of Grey. I absolutely hated that book, and I hated its portrayal of BDSM as being coercive and, well, just downright nasty. He was no Christian Grey, he was no stalker. But anyhow, with that in mind, I continued the rest of our meal, and afterwards we went for a walk along the beach. We just sat under the stars for a while, contemplating our thoughts about what might happen later. And no sooner had we got back to the house, he was strict with his orders. Well, Pet, I'd like you to take all your clothes off. Right now? Yes, Pet. It's lucky I'd worn a dress. It slipped off fairly easily, and I gingerly took my bra off. I was standing there with just this pair of panties on, and I kind of wished I hadn't worn a white cotton pair. It was very obvious I was aroused by the wet patch that was at the front. And as he came across to me, I hadn't even got a chance to take my panties off when he started to run his hands over my body. There he was, plucking at these hard nipples. They were almost calling out to him, a nipple in each hand as he started to twist. He had his body up against mine as he started to kiss me, and his tongue thrust into my mouth. It was this erotic mix of tongue that sent the shiver down my spine and increased the lubrication. I'd looked like I'd peed myself, and he had noticed. While we were kissing, one of his hands escaped and started to inch its way down my body. Then he slipped his hand between my legs, inside my panties. And there he was, rubbing my clit. I started to get a little restless, but tried not to be too distracted. But I knew that wouldn't be the end of it. Oh, I see Pet's all hot and wet for me. Good girl. Be a good girl for Sir. want you to lie down on the bed. Come on. Crawl towards the bed and lay back on the blanket. I didn't have much chance to do much else as he grabbed my panties and peeled them off me. There I was, completely naked apart from my slave collar, with these stiff erect nipples and a glistening cunt. I wondered what on earth he would do, and the next thing he did was pull out a gag. I did wonder if I should restrict one of your senses, and I wasn't sure which one. But I want to be able to see your beautiful face when you orgasm. So, a ball gag it will be. There it was, the ball gag. A black rubber ball with these pink suede straps. It was most befitting for my coloration, and I like the bright colors myself, so it actually matched my lipstick. He lifted my head slightly as he slipped this rubber ball between my lips and did up the strap at the back, and then I was told to lie back down. The next thing he did was grab a pair of handcuffs. There he was, cuffing my hands together above my head. I'd never felt so exposed in all my life. And that's when he came out with the toys. I was rather surprised to see a 15-inch double-ended dildo. I was pondering what he might want to do with this. And without a moment's hesitation, he started to tease my pussy with it, slowly inserting the tip. His finger kept gently rubbing my clit, but he wasn't being very vigorous with it, so I was only getting a slight tease. But it was enough to have me start twitching all over the bed and for me to start making a lot of noise. I thought, I do wonder what he will come up with next. Well, Pet, I know that. I know that. I can't understand a single word you're saying, but that's okay. Oh. You feel that? Actually, I wish you could hear this properly, but I do like the sound of a wet pussy. Watching your pussy swallow this cock. You're a cock-loving slut sometimes, aren't you, Pet? Want to make you my pet. Want to see how well you perform. Well, you're performing pretty well for me, I think. I love how pink and swollen you are at the moment. Look at that clit, it's all stiff and erect. Little hard throbbing clit. God, I want my cock in you so bad. I wonder if I should be forcing you to come for me. Give me a moment. There it was, the dildo was just lying in me, and I could feel my pussy starting to contract already. Out came out a little vibrator, which he attached to the top of my vulva so it sat pretty over my clitoris, and in his hand he had a remote control. He was an absolute tease. Instead of setting it on a continuous setting, it was on a setting where it would go off every 10 seconds. So every 10 seconds I would hear this zzz. I was waiting for it. Waiting for it. Zzz. Oh God, I don't know if I could handle it. Every 10 seconds. Oh dear. Zzz. Like teasing that little clitoris, don't we? Do you know what? I might just ungag you for a minute. I wonder if you could cast an eye over the situation and perhaps guide me on what I should be doing next. That had me confused. I thought, hang on a minute, you're the Dom, not me. Why do you want my guidance on the situation? He unbuckled the gag, and there he was, looking at me like a puppy wanting food. The vibrator's off. Yes. Dildo's still in me. Yes. Well, I did wonder why you had a double-ended dildo, but would it be? I almost don't want to say it. I think it's almost wrong of me to ask a dom to stick a dildo up his ass. You want me to place the other end of the dildo up my ass, right? Well, you did ask if I wanted you to do anything. Make the playing field just a bit more even. I do have an idea. You're right. How about we even this playing field? You be submissive, and I can be submissive too. Give me a moment. I am going to gag you again, though. Okay. There he was with this gag. Actually, I thought it was a ball gag, but when he came across with it, there it was with the pink leather strap and this rubber thing on the end, which looked like the head of an erect cock. In effect, I was kind of sucking a 1-inch cock the whole time as he slipped it into my mouth. Oh, you're a cock sucking little whore. I'm looking forward to having you suck my cock one day, but not today. Give me a moment. He went behind me and retrieved my pair of panties. It was actually a fairly flimsy G-string, and I was shocked when he shoved this G-string into his mouth. The next thing that came out was some grey duct tape, and I don't know whether I was horrified or pleased to see that he was literally taping his mouth shut. In effect, he had gagged himself. He still had the remote control for the vibrator in his hand as he went to get the lube. Always found the sound of lube squirting to be a rather ominous kind of sound, but I was more used to it being done on me, not a guy. I hadn't quite ascertained whether this new lover of mine was a fan of what I called the wet hand job. Some guys like to jerk off dry, other ones like it wet, and admittedly, I liked doing it when it was wet too. For some reason, it just felt better for me personally. But here he was with his cold lube as he started to finger his own ass. I was intrigued as to how this would work, and I watched as his cock grew even stiffer. He had such an impressive dick. And the thought of this dildo going up his ass sent his cock rocketing through the air. He was twitching so much already, and there he was, holding this dildo in his hand, being careful not to pull it out of me. He gently lowered himself onto it, and it slipped in. theory was his ass swallowing part of this double-ended dildo, and by the time he had inserted it all the way, there was literally inches between us. I could almost feel the heat generating from his loins. But that wasn't all. He actually had another vibrator in his hands. There it was, the little slim finger vibrator, which he had on the side of his penis. Using a little bit of the duct tape, he actually taped it to his dick. I thought, what the hell's going on here? But his wasn't even remote controlled, he just turned it on. And he started to moan really loudly. I can't even explain that situation. Here we were thrusting against one another, and occasionally the bottoms of our thighs would touch. He had the remote control in his hand, so he was in effect still controlling my orgasm. But instead of being every 10 seconds, it was a continuous hum. And well, it was just amazing. I kept looking across at him and watching what he was doing. Here he was, happily fucking his own ass. He was grunting so much and breaking out into a sweat. And there was his dick. His dick was so hard and absolutely throbbing and moving so much because his vibrator was stimulating him just the right way. And I couldn't have anticipated what would happen. I started to orgasm. As I was doing that, well, somebody on the other side of the room was also making a lot of noise. I kind of wondered who would come first, and it ended up being him. I watched as I saw this jet of just absolutely thick cum just splattered out across his chest. It seems he rather enjoyed fucking his own ass. And 2 minutes later, it was my turn. I was slightly embarrassed that I had taken just a little bit longer. I heard the rip of the tape come off his face as he took my used panties out of his mouth. Yes, the vibrator was off and he'd slipped the dildo out of himself. And he looked at me in this face of complete enjoyment and peace. He went to ungag me. Let's undo this. Ah, there we go. It's truly remarkable. What is? When you come, you giggle. That's very cute. Well, sir, I find orgasm to be such a release, I can't help myself. But I never in a million years imagined you'd turn around and do that to yourself. I had no idea you were into that sort of thing. Well, there's a first time for everything. I admit I had been experimenting with the vibrator and gagging myself, but I had only ever so much as had a butt plug up my butt. I'd never used a dildo, and I felt the opportunity was just right for it there. I'm sorry I wasn't quite as dom as you perhaps wanted me to be, but we've got plenty of time for that, haven't we? Well, of course. You do want to see me again, don't you? Yes. Give me a couple of hours and I wanna fuck you. I really do. But how about we go get ourselves a drink and say cheers, toast, have a toast to this new period in our lives. Clink went the glasses. And that evening we did have sex for the first time. There were no roles to be played, we were just him and her. And yes, it was the start of something fantastically wonderful. But wasn't it a great first time?